By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Let's start off our program and then we'll have plenty of things to talk about inshallah azawajal. And we're going to have the, inshallah, the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru, جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى.
تو ہرگز تجھے اس کے ماننے سے وہ باز نہ رکھے جو اس پر ایمان نہیں لاتا اور اپنی خواہش کے پیچھے چلا, پھر تو ہلاک ہو جائے.
وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى.
اور یہ تیرے داہنے ہاتھ میں کیا ہے اے موسیٰ؟
قال ہی عصای.
عرض کی, یہ میرا عصا ہے.
اتوکأ علیہا واہش بها علی غنمی ولی فیہا مآرب اخرى.
میں اس پر تکیہ یعنی ٹیک و سہارا لگاتا ہوں اور اس سے اپنی بکریوں پر پتے جھاڑتا ہوں اور میرے اس میں اور کام ہیں.
قال القها يا موسى.
فرمایا اسے ڈال دے اے موسیٰ.
فألقاها فإذا هي حية تسعى.
تو موسیٰ نے اسے ڈال دیا تو جب ہی وہ دوڑتا ہوا سانپ ہو گیا.
قال خذها ولا تخف سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى.
فرمایا اسے اٹھا لے اور ڈر نہیں, اب ہم اسے پھر پہلی طرح کر دیں گے.
وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَى لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَى.
اور اپنا ہاتھ اپنے بازو سے ملا, خوب سپیت نکلے گا بے کسی مرض کے, ایک اور نشانی کہ ہم تجھے اپنی بڑی بڑی نشانیاں دکھائیں.
اذهب الى فرعون انه طغى.
فرعون کے پاس جا, اس نے سر اٹھایا.
قال رب اشرح لي صدري.
عرض کی اے میرے رب میرے لیے میرا سینہ کھول دے.
ويسر لي امري.
اور میرے لیے میرا کام آسان کر.
وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي.
اور میری زبان کی گرا کھول دے کہ وہ میری بات سمجھیں.
وَجْعَلْنِي وَزِيرًا مِّن أَهْلِي.
اور میرے لیے میرے گھر والوں میں سے ایک وزیر کر دے.
هارون أخي اشدد به ازری.
وہ کون؟ میرا بھائی ہارون, اس سے میری کمر مضبوط کر.
واشرکہ فی امری.
اور اسے میرے کام میں شریک کر.
کی نسبحک کثیرا ونذکرک کثیرا.
کہ ہم بکثرت تیری پاکی بولیں اور بکثرت تیری یاد کریں.
انک کنت بنا بصیرا.
بے شک تو ہمیں دیکھ رہا ہے.
قال قد اوتیت سؤلک یا موسیٰ.
فرمایا اے موسیٰ تیری مانگ تجھے عطا ہوئی.
ولقد مننا علیک مرتا اخرى.
اور بے شک ہم نے تجھ پر ایک بار اور احسان فرمایا.
اذ اوحینا کما یوحا
جب ہم نے تیری ماں کو الہام کیا جو الہام کرنا تھا.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. جی الحمدللہ عزوجل, as normal we do have the kalam. Inshallah عزوجل, let's take the kalam and then we'll tell you what the topic for today will be inshallah. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
یہ ایک جان کیا ہے اگر ہو کروڑوں, یہ ایک جان کیا ہے اگر ہو کروڑوں, تیرے نب پر تیرے نب پر سب کو وارا کروں میں, آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ,
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ, فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ, فدا کا یا رسول اللہ, فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ. ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری, ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری.
کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم, کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم, سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم, سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم, کوئی آقا. قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم غیلب پر جاری, قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم غیلب پر جاری,
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری.
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ,
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ, فدا کا یا رسول اللہ, فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ. ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری, ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری.
رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں, رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں, ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں, ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں, مسرور ہو گئے. سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری, سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری,
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری.
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ,
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ, فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ, فدا کا یا رسول اللہ, فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ. سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے, قربان دلو جانے کیا شان تمہاری ہے.
خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت, وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت, پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت, پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت, کرتے ہیں ان کی
آقا.
کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری, کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری,
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری.
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ,
فدا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے سرکار ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا رہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عزوجل very beautiful کلام of the prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم recited by عادل بھائی ماشاءاللہ عزوجل اللہ تعالی increase his iman and his melodious voice انشاءاللہ عزوجل now after the tilawat and the kalam I'm going to tell you what the topic of the bayan is but let me tell you a story which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam himself mentioned and this was told by Hazrat Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu Usman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam he told us this story that there was a very pious man from amongst the Bani Israel who lived in seclusion yani he always lived alone and a woman fell in love with him and she sent her servant requesting him that she would like to present him as a witness in a certain case. The man went to her home. As he went across the doors through the home, the doors were made shut behind him until he came in front of a very beautiful and elegant woman. A boy was standing beside her and there was a pitcher made of glass containing alcohol. The woman said, I have not called you here for giving any evidence. Instead, I want that you murder this boy or indulge in fornication with me or drink from this wine glass. And if you would refuse, I would shout and disgrace you. The man thought that he had no option of getting out of this difficult situation. Hence, he opted to drink the glass of alcohol. As he drank glass of alcohol, out of intoxication, he kept on asking for more and more. He continued drinking until he committed fornication with the woman and also murdered the boy. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam further said, therefore, you keep refraining from alcohol. Iman and the habit of drinking alcohol cannot coexist in one's heart. If one will do so out of iman and alcohol, one will eject the other. Yani both of these two things cannot remain in your heart. It's either you drink alcohol or you believe in Allah. They both cannot coexist together in your heart. Now, this person that we're talking about is a very pious person. And this pious person was put into a test. And he thought that I can't commit fornication, adultery, and I can't even kill this boy. So what he did was, he opted out for the easiest thing that he thought is going to be the easy, drinking alcohol. But in that intoxication, he even killed the boy, and he also committed fornication with that woman as well. Now, this is how bad alcohol is. Let me mention the verse of the glorious Quran, and then inshallah as well, we can start our topic for today, which is regarding gambling, the mother of evils and gambling. Allah Ta'ala, he mentions inside the glorious Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu wal-azlam rijsum min amali shaytan fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. O believers, wine and gambling and idols and fortune-telling arrows to ascertain luck or predict future events are but impure, the works of the devil. Therefore, keep avoiding them in order that you may attain success. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. The devil desires only that he infuses hatred and enmity between you through wine and gambling, and to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah and Salah. So have you abstained? Now, this is the verse of the glorious Quran, and we need to understand that alcohol is nothing good. There is nothing good in alcohol. Alcohol is an item or is something that can lead you to go away from your iman as well. A hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever believes in Allah on the last day, and the day of judgment, should not sit at a dining mat where alcohol is served out. Don't even sit in that place where alcohol will be served. Sometimes, if you are invited to a da'wat, an invitation, where there might be non-Muslims there, and you are also sat amongst them, and they're serving alcohol, obviously you're going to say, no, I want a glass of orange. Yeah, you are going to have the glass of orange, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, don't sit amongst them, don't sit with them. Yeah, even though you're drinking alcohol, don't sit with those people who are drinking alcohol. Now, sadly, I've heard that even our own Muslim weddings are serving alcohol as well. Why? Because they've got so many non-Muslim friends that are attending the wedding, that they will be serving alcohol. And I've heard that, in one particular wedding where they were serving alcohol, even Muslims, ma'azallah, started to drink from that. So that is the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that we should not even sit in the place where alcohol is being served. Another very hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and an eye-opener for us as well. Those who make gathering with some drunkard, Allah will group them together in the hellfire, so they will become near each other, blaming. Each one will say to the other, may Allah not bestow you with good return, as it is you who has made me come into this place. Then the other one will also reply in the same way. Now, that is what happens. You know, when you drink alcohol, or when you are in a place where there is going to be alcohol, then what happens? People start to normally blame each other. Oh, it wasn't me, it was him. He was the one who brought me there. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has even foretold us that as well. In order to learn about the extent of alcohol and indecency on a New Year's Eve in Pakistan, there's some news. I want you to listen to this news. For the New Year's Eve, special parties were arranged even though the weather was very cold. The parties included singing, dancing and drinking. Youngsters continued screaming and shouting on Mall Road and in the vicinity of Fortress Stadium, Lahore. There were no rooms available in famous and even normal hotels of the city. Many organizations and rich people had already booked rooms in advance for holding secret parties. Police arrested dozens of drunken people and bottles of alcohol were seized. Now, we're talking about a Muslim country. We're talking about a country that was made in the name of Islam. And this is what is happening there. Now, can you imagine that, you know, if this is happening in a Muslim country, and this is not just only happening in Pakistan, this is happening in many other Muslim countries as well, sadly. Another story for you. Youngsters of Karachi, Pakistan, planned a get-together on the 7th of Ramadan, the 21st of September 2007. The party included drinking and eating along with dancing. There were 40 friends in total. As soon as the evening fell and street lights lit that area, people made their way to present themselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for offering salah. Whereas these youngsters gathered together and started singing, dancing and drinking. They caused so much of noise in the colony. Some of the youngsters got drunk too much and fell on the ground. Other friends laughed out aloud at their drunken friends and continued drinking excessively. Drinks were consumed one after another. They were losing senses with the passage of time and were tumbling on the ground one after the other due to intoxication. Suddenly, one friend asked the other one, "What has happened to these all? Why have they slept?" Both looked alarmingly at each other and realized the situation. Police were then immediately called. When the police arrived, 27 youngsters had died and others were struggling for their survival and were taken to hospital. Finally, this dancing and drinking party held in the blessed month of Ramadan became a party of death, and 36 youngsters lost their lives due to consuming the poison of alcohol. So the alcohol was poisoned. And these guys that were drinking the alcohol, it says that 36 out of 40, so only 4 of them survived. Now, just imagine, you know, who these people were. They belonged to a Muslim family. They were most likely Muslims themselves. But yet, look at the way that alcohol has destroyed lives. Even today, people say, oh, there's a lot of good in alcohol. There is not a lot of good in alcohol. Allah Ta'ala mentions that in the Quran. There is evil and there is a lot of bad in alcohol and in gambling, which I want to talk about later on as well. Now, another thing I want to mention to you, what is alcohol? Alcohol hai kya? Sharab hai kya? Why did Islam forbid alcohol? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know that many verses of the Quran, they talk about alcohol, intoxication, gambling, and all these fortune telling. And Allah Ta'ala says that these are against Islam, they are haram. On page number 671 of Bahar-e Shariat, volume 3, it is stated that Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned that in the Arabic dictionary, the word sharab is referred to something which is consumed for drinking. Whereas in terms of fuqaha, Islamic jurisprudence, sharab is referred to something that intoxicates. It has many kinds. One of its kind is khamr, wine, which is made up from grapes. It is raw juice of grapes that has been fermented and has gained intensity. According to Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, for becoming wine, prodding in it is necessary. Sometimes all kinds of wine are referred to khamr metaphorically. You know, so these are something of the, it's made from grapes. I love grapes. But when you treat the grapes and you make it into such a way, wallahu alam, I don't want to know how they made the alcohol. But that's how alcohol is made. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Ali ibn Hajar Makki Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has mentioned in his book that the reason of calling it khamr is that it conceals the brain power. It conceals the brain. You know, it makes a layer on the brain so you can't think properly. The scarf of a woman is also known as khimar for the same reason, because it hides her face. Similarly, a person who hides his witness is called khamir. Alcohol is also known as khamr because it is kept covered until fermentation. An Arabic proverb is also derived from the same root. Khamarahu da'un. Disease has upset him. Now, because it intoxicates your mind, it puts a layer on your mind, you can't think. That is why you see people can't even walk straight. People don't know what they're talking about. Ma'azallah, they will be uttering gibberish. They'll be lying. They'll be swearing. You know, they'll be talking rubbish. But they don't even know what they're talking about. Yeah, they don't even know what they are doing until the hangover, you know, has left them. Nabiz that may cause intoxication contained in a pitcher was brought in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said, throw it against the wall, because it is a beverage for one who does not believe in Allah and the day of judgment. So those people who drink alcohol, listen to this very, very carefully, that those people who drink alcohol, who drink khamr, sharab, wine, are those people who do not believe in Allah and the last day. The merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, every intoxicant is wine and every intoxicant is haram. Yani those people who drink alcohol are like those people who do not believe in Allah on the last day. Yeah. Now, sharab is haram. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that in the Quran. It's mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every intoxicant is wine and every wine is haram. Now, this is our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the ruling of Islam. Alcohol, wine, sharab, beer, you call it whatever you want, are haram in Islam. As Muslims, we are never to drink, we are never to sell, we are never to share, we are never to gift them, and we are never to sit in a place where it will be drunk. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, alcohol and its value, earnings, carrion and earnings from it, pig and earnings from it, have been declared haram by Allah. So alcohol and its value of earnings. So those people who have shops, who sell alcohol. Let's come back to this hadith. By you saying, well, if we don't serve alcohol, if we don't sell alcohol, our business will go bust. Do you want your business to go bust? Or do you want your iman to leave you? That's a choice that you have to make. And I have not seen any business that stopped selling alcohol and they went bust. I know of a business where an Islam brother rang me up and he goes, we're taking over a running business and the people here, they sell alcohol as well. It's an off-license shop. What do we do? Obviously, you know, it's according to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's crystal clear that it's haram to sell alcohol. You can't sell it. So I said to the Islam brother, look, you can't sell alcohol. The Islamic brother, he says that we made a decision that we're not going to sell it. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, he is thriving in his business now. He's getting more money. Now, sometimes you might be put into a test where you stop selling alcohol and your business might come down. Your same customers will not come through the door. But that's a test that Allah Ta'ala is testing you. What are you going to do? Are you going to carry on earning haram, or are you going to give up for the sake of Allah azza wa jal? Let's go towards our daily reminder, and then we'll come back and inshallah we'll continue with this very important topic. Sallu ala al-Habib صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear Islam brothers, there's a lot of virtues and excellence and blessings of teaching Quran. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever taught one verse of the Quran or a sunnah of a religion, Allah Almighty will grant him such a reward on the Day of Judgment that no one else will receive a better reward than it. Subhanallah. This is in the Hadith Mubarakah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever taught one verse of Quran, he will double the reward of one who learns it. Another Hadith Mubarakah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever taught one verse of Quran, he will continue to receive reward for as long as that verse is recited. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the one who learned and taught the Quran and acted upon whatever is in it, the Quran will intercede for him and take him to paradise. Subhanallah. So dear Islam brothers, there's a lot of excellence, like we heard in Hadith Mubarakah, for teaching Quran. So I will humbly request the brothers who are watching that learn the Quran. If you know how to read the Quran, then teach to others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll get a lot of blessings and virtues, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this world and in the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, alcohol is classed and is categorized as nijasat-e-ghaliza, is categorized as a major impurity. Whoever claims alcohol to be halal is a kafir, is an unbeliever. So if someone says, nah, I don't believe in that, alcohol is jais, is acceptable. Now he is calling alcohol halal, he is out of the fold of Islam. Because the Quran itself testifies that alcohol is haram. Yeah, from the Nase Qur'ani, the Quranic injection. Alcohol is not mutaqawwim, in liable for compensation. If a person, a Muslim, had alcohol and another Muslim took that alcohol from him and he wasted it, basically had a bottle of alcohol and he threw it to the ground and he broke the bottle, all the alcohol was wasted, that Muslim is not liable for compensation. The other person cannot say that I need my bottle back. There is no compensation. It is not permissible to buy it or to obtain any sort of benefit from it. And it is not permissible to use it as a medicine. It's not even permissible to use it as a medicine. So people sometimes think that, oh, it's okay, alcohol can be used as medication as well. Now, that's what the scholars need to do, you know, because some medications do have alcohol inside. But there's so many different variants of alcohol. Some of them have been classed as non-alcoholic, that it's not alcohol. So it's very important that whenever you see something that has alcohol, is written alcohol, make sure that you get it checked by a Mufti Sunni scholar, not Google. Get it checked by a Sunni scholar. And it is not permissible to make some animals drink, nor is it allowed for the soaking the clay. He who drinks alcohol will be punished according to the Islamic law, even if he has not suffered intoxication. So you can't even give it to your animals to drink, and you can't even make medicine out of it as well. And it is also impermissible to use it in treatment of the wounds of animals. The juice of grapes that has been cooked until less than 2/3 is evaporated, more than 1/3 is left. And if it is intoxicant, it is also haram and impure. Water containing ratab, undehydrated dates, and water containing soki munakke, big currants, even undergo fermentation and become frothy, is also haram and impure. Wines made up from honey, fig, buckwheat, barley, etc. are also haram. Some rulings regarding hamr. Mufti Amjad Ali Asmi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali mentions, number one, according to us, alcohol, khamr, is haram li'aynihi. Its prohibition is not linked with intoxication, and it is not haram for the reason of intoxication. According to some people, intoxication caused by it is haram because this causes debauchery and prevents from remembrance of Allah and from offering salah. It should be noted that according to us, the aforementioned belief is kufr, disbelief, because it is a denial of an injunction of the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala has declared it as rijs, impure, and rijs is always haram li'aynihi. There is consensus of the Ummah on this ruling, and same is also proven from the Sunnah. Therefore, khamr, alcohol, is haram li'aynihi. Khamr, alcohol, is nijasate ghaliza. Remember, there's two impurities. Nijasate ghaliza, which is the big impurity, and nijasate khafifa, the small impurity. And nijasate ghaliza is the big impurity. And many other things that Mufti Sahib has mentioned as well. So even some people, ma'azallah, they will have arguments with the scholars regarding alcohol, that it is allowed, it is jais. A bit of a one drug, one sip, one glass, this is jais, ma'azallah. Allama Shami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has quoted 10 proofs for the impermissibility of alcohol. He says, alcohol has been mentioned along with gambling, idols, and arrow betting, a kind of gambling, and these are all haram. Alcohol was declared as impure, and impure things that are always haram. So alcohol will always be haram. Now, if you look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, then you'll see that alcohol was acceptable, was jais, permissible at the early days of Islam. And it says that Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah alayhi mentions in Khazainul Irfan that alcohol became haram in 3 after Hijri, yani 3 Hijri, few days after the Battle of Ahzab. So in Makkah, whilst the Muslims were living in Makkah, alcohol was permissible. When they migrated to Medina, for 3 years alcohol was permissible. And then the verses of the Holy Quran were revealed, which made alcohol haram. Now, I wanted to really go and mention to you regarding alcohol. When the Sahaba Ikram, they used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's one verse in the glorious Quran, Surah Baqarah, verse 219. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَافِعِهِمَا. They ask you the decree regarding wine and gambling. Say, O beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in both lies great sin and also some worldly benefit for people. And their sin is greater than their benefit. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, undoubtedly, Allah is drawing our attention towards prohibition of alcohol. Therefore, if anyone possesses alcohol, he must sell it out. Yani at that time, the verses of the Quran were not revealed, making it haram straight away. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was guiding the Sahaba Ikram towards that stage of making alcohol haram. And he says that some people abandon alcohol because of the part ithmun kabir, and few continued because of the description of the Quran manafi'u linnas. Once Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu prepared a meal and invited a few companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Alcohol was also served. Guests got intoxicated and lost their senses. When the time of Maghrib arrived, one of the companions stepped forward and led the Maghrib prayer. He committed a mistake in reciting these verses of the Holy Quran. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. He recited أَعْبُدُ instead of لَا أَعْبُدُ, meaning that he left the word La before A'bud. Consequently, Allah Ta'ala revealed the following verse. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ. O people who believe, Do not approach the salah when you are intoxicated until you have enough sense to understand what you say. Now, here, the Sahaba Ikram, like I mentioned before, alcohol was acceptable at that time. So the Sahaba Ikram, they used to drink alcohol. But later, when alcohol became haram, Allah Azza wa Jal forbade alcohol. Once the Sayyiduna Itban bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu invited Muslims at a meal and roasted the head of a camel for them. All ate it together and drank alcohol until they got intoxicated. They began boasting and insulting each other. They uttered couplets and someone read a poem which insulted the Ansar while showing the pride of his own tribe. An Ansari took the jawbone of the camel and hit the head of one of the companions. He was injured severely and presented himself in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to launch a complaint against the Ansari companion. After this incident, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu prayed in the court of Allah and requested, "O Allah, bestow us with an explicit injunction regarding alcohol." Hence Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the following commandment: "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu innamal khamru wal maisiru wal ansabu wal azlamu rijsum min amali shaytan fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun innama yuridu shaytanu an yuqiya baynakum al adawata wal baghdaa fil khamri wal maisir wa yasuddakum an dhikrillahi wa anis salah fahal antum muntahun." O people who believe, wine and gambling and idols and the darts are impure, the works of shaitan. Therefore, keep avoiding them so that you may succeed. The devil only seeks to instill hatred and enmity between you with wine and gambling, and to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and from prayer. So have you desisted? This order was revealed after the battle of Ahzab, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, "O Allah, we have refrained." Now, you know, you could see that, you know, even the companions, alayhim ridwan, you know, they were in a junction that alcohol should be haram. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, when Allah Ta'ala made alcohol haram, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, you know, he said that, "Ya Allah, we accept your commands." And we should accept the commands of Allah. Rather than arguing with someone, rather than, you know, coming out, we say, "Yeah, but this, but that." Just accept it. Alcohol is haram. Now, that means drinking is haram, selling is also haram. And sometimes what happens, you know, during the December holidays, people give it to their non-Muslim friends. There you go, mashallah, a book of a whole tray of alcohol, a whole pack of alcohol. Yeah, we give it free. Why? Because they're going to enjoy it. You know, it's haram. You still cannot give that to him. We've got the daily hadith for today. So let's take the daily hadith, inshallah. And then when we come back, I really want to talk about some bit about gambling as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
A very important hadith. Let's listen to it. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "O people, avoid five things in order to protect yourself from five others. The nation which weighs less, Allah Almighty afflicts them with high prices and scarcity in fruits. The nation which breaks its promises, Allah Almighty imposes their enemies upon them. The nation which does not give zakah, Allah Almighty withholds rain from them. And if it were not for the quadrupeds, they would not be even given a drop of water. The nation in which indecency and immodesty spreads, Allah Almighty afflicts them with the plague. The nation which makes decisions without the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty causes them to experience the wrongdoing of their actions, and He makes them have fear of one another." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we look at our surroundings, are these not happening to us? It is unfortunate that the mindset to perform good deeds has decreased among the Muslims, and sins are witnessed everywhere. There is no particular interest in the call towards righteousness. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, heed the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Ghafoor, He is Ar-Rahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us forgiveness by the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We've got a documentary that we want to show you, but inshallah, a few minutes later, we'll show you that documentary as well, inshallah, azawajal. I just want to spend just a few minutes on regarding the other thing that is mentioned in the Quran about gambling. Now, a lot of people think that, yeah, oh, you can't play fulani cheese, the gambling is najais, this is okay, that's okay. This is what I want to be talking about today. Muslim scholars, they all agree that, you know, where we acceptable, commendable for Muslims to participate in healthy challenges. You know, you might have a sports match, you might have other competitions. These are acceptable. But when you start to gamble in these competitions, that is not jais. Like, for example, betting, horse racing. You know, people start to bet on that. Football bets, cricket match bets, all of these, they are haram. Now, why does it make it haram? If you are spending more money, like for example, some of the scholars, they even mention about the raffle tickets as well. You know, because raffle tickets are something that you don't pay for them. Now, if you have to pay for a raffle ticket, then that will make it najais, that will make it impermissible. Like, for example, if you go to a place where the entry fee is £10, and then they say, well, if you pay £11, then we'll give you a raffle ticket. Normally it's £5, but with the entrance, we're going to give it to you for £1. Now, that £1 extra that you will be given, that's what you call gambling. Because now you're going to pay that £1 extra to gamble. Now, even sometimes when you go to the airport, you see this new fancy car. Yeah, you see this new car going round and round, shining lights are on it, and it's the latest model, and it's only for £1. And what do you do is you go and you buy a raffle ticket, and then, you know, if that car, your ticket number comes out, you win that car. That is what you call gambling. Sometimes people, they might just go for a harmful game of football. But what they do is they say, whoever wins, the loser will pay for the food. That is also a form of gambling and it's not jais. The national lottery, a lot of people, sadly, Muslims as well, play the national lottery as well. National lottery, haram. Scratch cards, haram. And also other things as well, like for example, where you are betting against something, where you are, the other person has to pay for something, that is also not allowed as well. And let me just mention a few things to you. The general teaching in Islam is that all money is to be earned through one's own honest labor and thoughtful efforts or knowledge. Yeah, not rely upon luck. That is a very beautiful saying of Islam. And as Muslims, we need to understand that we need to go out and earn our halal money. We need to earn, because earning halal is also a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You do get rewarded for that as well. Now, some of the wisdoms behind gambling. When Allah Ta'ala mentions inside the Holy Quran that the shaitan wants only to excite enmity and hatred between you with intoxicants and gambling. Nowadays, people gamble, not only younger ones, even our elders, ma'azallah, have started to gamble as well. Gambling makes a person rely on accidents, luck, and wishful thinking for his earning, instead of hard work, the sweat of his brow, and paying respect to the ways prescribed by Allah. People will sit back and they'll gamble. You know, one is that you invest your money. That is different. That is investing your money in a business. But sitting back and thinking, right, okay, I wish this will happen and then I can win this money. You know, you go to Blackpool and you go to all these kind of arcade games where you put a coin and the coin falls down and it pushes the other coins forward. That is haram as well. Yeah, where you are betting with someone. For example, if this happens, horse race betting, there was a time when I saw nearly three or four Muslims, you know, in a betting shop, betting with the horse racing is not allowed as well. And these are some of the bad things that bet gambling will bring. Gambling destroys families. There was an incident where after 2 weeks, the body of a person was found and he was dead. When he started to stink, when his body started to rot away, then, you know, the foul smell, people found out that there was someone inside. And they later on found that this guy has won a gambling match with his friends, and they came round to his house, you know, in the name of celebration. They came to his house, they strangled him, killed him, electrocuted him, took all the money. Why? Because he won that money from them. So gambling, it destroys families. Thus, gambling results in enmity and hatred. Now, you imagine you are betting with another person. He loses. Do you think he's going to be your best friend? No, he's not going to be your friend. He's going to take revenge. And ma'azallah, that revenge could be killing someone. So many people are dying nowadays. And some people, those who are betting, gambling, especially gambling, have lost their homes. Kitne aise lokan ke juve vich bechare kar, and some of them have gone to an extent, Allah Ta'ala forbid, they've even lost their wives and their children to gamblers. Astaghfirullah. Forget the gold and the house. I know someone who lost nearly £70,000 in gambling. What do you get out of it? Problems, pareshaniya. So keep away from it. Durood e paak ni kasrat karo. I want you to watch this presentation and then inshallah we'll come back after this. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ek aisi tanzeem, big change, bada revolution, badi tabdili paida ki hai. 1500 ke kareeb Jamiatul Madina, 5 lakh se zyada students, ek aisa digital madrasa banaya jiski nazir shayad aapko duniya mein na mile. Darul Madina College bhi ban chuka hai. Darul Madina University ka aghaz bhi Islamabad mein ho chuka hai. Dawatislami.net is waqt duniya ki sabse active religious website hai. 6 ke kareeb satellite par ye puri duniya mein dikhaya jane wala shayad sabse bada इस्लामिक चैनल है. किसी भी मजहबी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन के पास इतना बड़ा सोशल मीडिया का डिपार्टमेंट ना होगा तो दावत इस्लामी के पास है. विद इन 5 years FGR ने जो कर दिखाया, दुनिया भर में इसको रिकॉग्नाइज किया जा रहा है. जब कोविड का वक्त आया, थैलेसीमिया के मरीज बच्चों को ब्लड की कमी हो रही, अरबों रुपए की सैलाब में इमदाद की गई. अरबों रुपए की इमदाद अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह तुर्किया और शाम के मुसलमानों के लिए भी की गई. नाज़रीन, ये है आपकी दावत इस्लामी और ये फैजान है एक ऐसे मर्दे कलंदर का जिसके इखलास की बरकत से रब ने ऐसी रहमत फरमाई कि ये काम देखते ही देखते विद इन 43 years दुनिया के कोने कोने में पहुंच गया. आज बात करते हैं एक ऐसी तंजीम की कि जिसने करोड़ों लोगों की जिंदगी में एक जबरदस्त चेंज पैदा कर दी. लोग अल्लाह रसूल की राह पर गामजन हो गए, नमाजी बन गए, ईमान मजबूत हो गया, दीन के कामों की तरफ बढ़ते चले गए और अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह इसी तंजीम की बरकत से हजारों गैर मुस्लिम मुसलमान हो चुके हैं. मेरी मुराद उस तंजीम से है जिसका नाम दावत इस्लामी है. आज बात करते हैं दावत इस्लामी की. दावत इस्लामी 1981 में अप्रॉक्सीमेटली 43 years अगो कराची के छोटे से इलाके से शुरू हुई. चंद लोगों ने मिलकर इस तंजीम का आगाज किया और सुभान अल्लाह देखते ही देखते आज दुनिया का कौन सा कोना है, दुनिया का कौन सा खित्ता है जहां दावत इस्लामी का पैगाम ना पहुंच चुका हो. और ये फैज़ान है एक ऐसे मर्दे कलंदर का जिसके इखलास की बरकत से, जिसकी इंटेंशन की बरकत से, क्योंकि नीयत ये थी कि मुझे अपनी और सारी दुनिया के लोगों की इस्लाह की कोशिश करनी है, रब ने ऐसी रहमत फरमाई कि ये काम देखते ही देखते विद इन 43 years दुनिया के कोने कोने में पहुंच गया. वो मर्दे कलंदर कौन है? वो कोई और नहीं, शेख तरीकत, अमीर अहले सुन्नत, फाउंडर ऑफ दावत इस्लामी अबू बिलाल मौलाना मोहम्मद इलियास अत्तार कादरी साहब है. दावत इस्लामी का एक ऐसा शोबा है जहां उलमा प्रोड्यूस किए जाते हैं, उसका नाम है जामियतुल मदीना. नाज़रीन, जामियतुल मदीना की तादाद इस वक्त 1500 से ज़ायद हो चुकी है और सिर्फ दीनी तालीम नहीं बल्कि उसके साथ साथ दुनियावी तालीम का सिलसिला भी उसमें होता है. और कंज़ुल मदारिस बोर्ड बनने के बाद अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह जामियतुल मदीना से फारिग होने वाले जो तलबा हैं उनको کو ڈبل ایم اے کی ڈگری بھی پیش کی جاتی ہے، کمپیوٹر کورسز بھی کرائے جاتے ہیں۔ ان 1500 کے قریب جامعۃ المدینہ میں تقریباً 131,000 کے قریب اسٹوڈنٹ پڑھ رہے ہیں، اور سبحان اللہ اب تک 34,000 سے زیادہ بچوں اور بچیوں نے درس نظامی کمپلیٹ کر لیا ہے۔ اب چلتے ہیں دعوت اسلامی کے ایک اور کمال کے ڈپارٹمنٹ جس کا نام ہے مدرسۃ المدینہ۔ اس وقت تک دعوت اسلامی کے 15,800 سے زیادہ مدرسے ہیں، جن میں اسٹوڈنٹس کی تعداد 400,000 سے زیادہ ہے، 400,000 سے زیادہ اسٹوڈنٹس یہ پڑھ رہے ہیں، اور آپ کو جان کر خوشی ہوگی کہ اب تک 500,000 سے زیادہ اسٹوڈنٹس جو ہیں وہ حفظ و ناظرہ مکمل کر چکے ہیں۔ دعوت اسلامی نے 2012 میں ایک ایسا ڈیجیٹل مدرسہ بنایا اور اس کا نام ہے فیضان آن لائن اکیڈمی۔ یہ کیا ہے؟ یہ ڈیجیٹل ایک ایسا مدرسہ، ایک ایسی اکیڈمی ہے کہ آپ گھر بیٹھے اپنی مرضی کے ٹائم کے مطابق سبحان اللہ آن لائن قرآن پاک پڑھ سکتے ہیں۔ اور صرف قرآن پاک نہیں، 40 کے قریب کورسز ہیں، اسکرین پر آپ کورسز دیکھ رہے ہوں گے، 90 کے قریب کنٹریز میں یہ سروس پرووائڈ کی جا رہی ہے، اور سبحان اللہ 24,000 سے زیادہ اسٹوڈنٹ اس وقت پڑھ رہے ہیں، اور 40,000 سے زیادہ اسٹوڈنٹس وہ ہیں جو ان کورسز سے فیضیاب ہو کر اپنا کورس فنش کر چکے ہیں۔ ایک ایسا حسین امتزاج بنایا گیا، ایک ایسا اسلامک انگلش میڈیم اسکول کا سٹرکچر بنایا گیا کہ جس میں جناب دینی تعلیم کے ساتھ ساتھ دنیاوی تعلیم بھی زبردست انداز سے دی جائے، اور میری مراد دارالمدینہ سے ہے۔ دارالمدینہ کی 161 برانچز ہیں، اور 36,000 سے زیادہ اسٹوڈنٹس ملک اور بیرون ملک میں دینی اور دنیاوی تعلیم شاندار انداز سے حاصل کر رہے ہیں۔ مگر کچھ وہ بھی ہوتے ہیں جو زیادہ فیس نہیں دے سکتے، تو ان کے لیے لو بجٹ اسکول بنائے گئے جس کا نام ہے فیضان اسلامک اسکول۔ اس کی ہمارے پاس جو برانچز ہیں وہ آلموسٹ 44 برانچز ہیں، اور 8,000 کے قریب اسٹوڈنٹس پڑھ رہے ہیں۔ دنیا کے کئی ملکوں میں ہم نے ویکینڈ اسکول بھی شروع کیا، فیضان ویکینڈ اسکول کے نام سے یہ ڈپارٹمنٹ بنایا گیا، اور آپ کو جان کر خوشی ہوگی 55 اس کی برانچز ہیں، اور 2300 اس کے اللہ کی رحمت سے اسٹوڈنٹ ہو چکے ہیں، اور یہ سلسلہ آگے بڑھتا جا رہا ہے۔ اللہ کی رحمت سے اب دارالمدینہ کالج بھی بن چکا ہے، اور پاکستان کی وفاقی حکومت کی اجازت سے چارٹرڈ لے کر دارالمدینہ یونیورسٹی کا آغاز بھی اسلام آباد میں ہو چکا ہے، اور یہ سفر آگے بھی جاری ہے۔ دعوت اسلامی کا ایک شعبہ ہے مجلس خدام المساجد والمدارس المدینہ، اس شعبے نے کمال کر دکھایا۔ اب تک آپ جاننا چاہیں گے کتنی مساجد بن چکی ہیں؟ جی ہاں، 7,200 سے زیادہ مساجد وہ ہیں جو دعوت اسلامی نے ملک اور بیرون ملک میں بنائی ہیں۔ آپ بھی چاہیں تو اس نیکی میں اپنا حصہ ملا سکتے ہیں، اپنے لیے، اپنے مرحومین کے لیے مساجد بنائیے، کیونکہ ہم چلے جائیں گے، مساجد باقی رہیں گی اور نیکیاں ملتی رہیں گی۔ دارالافتاء اہل سنت دعوت اسلامی کا وہ شعبہ ہے جو صرف آنے والے سائلین کو فزیکلی جواب نہیں دیتے، بلکہ ڈیجیٹلی بھی۔ حج کے دن ہوں، قربانی کے دن ہوں، ماہ رمضان ہوں، جب مسلمانوں کو زیادہ سوالات کرنے ہیں تو علماء کرام ہمارے زیادہ وقت دے کر ان کی رہنمائی کا سامان کرتے ہیں۔ اس وقت دعوت اسلامی کے 20 کے قریب دارالافتاء اہل سنت کی برانچز ملک بھر میں موجود ہیں۔ الحمدللہ آپ کو جان کر خوشی ہوگی کہ سالانہ تقریباً 2.5 لاکھ کے قریب کوئسچنس کا جواب دارالافتاء اہل سنت کی طرف سے دیا جاتا ہے مختلف ذرائع سے۔ علماء سے پوچھ لے۔ دعوت اسلامی کا ایک شعبہ IT ڈپارٹمنٹ کمال کی سروسز پرووائڈ کر رہا ہے۔ دعوت اسلامی کی ویب سائٹ dawatislami.net میرا گمان ہے کہ اس وقت دنیا کی موسٹ ایکٹیو ریلیجیس ویب سائٹ ہے۔ ہمارے پاس یہ رپورٹس آتی ہیں، تقریباً ہر مہینے 180 کے قریب ملکوں سے لوگ ہماری اس ویب سائٹ کو وزٹ کرتے ہیں، اور لاکھوں لاکھ عاشقان رسول وزٹ کرتے ہیں۔ اپلیکیشنز کی بات کریں تو دعوت اسلامی کا شعبہ IT ڈپارٹمنٹ ہمیں آئے روز پیاری پیاری اپلیکیشن دے رہا ہے۔ یہ چند اپلیکیشن کے آئیکنز آپ اسکرین پر دیکھ رہے ہوں گے، اس کو ملینز عاشقان رسول نے ڈاؤن لوڈ کیا ہے، آپ بھی ان اپلیکیشن سے فائدہ اٹھائیں۔ دعوت اسلامی نے اپنا چینل بنایا جس کا نام مدنی چینل ہے۔ پہلے اردو زبان میں چینل شروع ہوا، پھر انگلش میں ہوا، پھر بنگلہ زبان میں ہوا، اور اب تو مختلف زبانوں میں آرٹیفیشل انٹیلیجنس کے ذریعے کلپس بنائے جا رہے ہیں۔ عربی ڈپارٹمنٹ دعوت اسلامی کا الگ ہے، جو میڈیا کے ذریعے، چاہے وہ ڈیجیٹل میڈیا ہو یا پرنٹ میڈیا ہو، اس کے ذریعے عربی عاشقان رسول تک اپنی بات پہنچا رہا ہے۔ تقریباً 6 کے قریب سیٹلائٹ پر یہ پوری دنیا میں دکھایا جانے والا شاید سب سے بڑا اسلامک چینل ہے۔ کڈز مدنی چینل کا آغاز ہوا تاکہ بچے اپنے مخصوص ٹائم میں اپنی نشریات دیکھ سکیں، اور جب کڈز مدنی چینل میں ہم نے کارٹونز انٹروڈیوس کروائے تو اس نے تو کمال کر دکھایا۔ ہمارے الحمدللہ کڈز لینڈ کے نام سے یوٹیوب چینل ہے، اور جب یہ کارٹونز دنیا بھر میں ہم نے جاری کیے تو جناب اس کا اس قدر امپیکٹ آنا شروع ہوا کہ تقریباً 60-70 ملین اس کے ویوز آتے ہیں۔ جی ہاں، پھر اردو زبان میں، عربک زبان میں، انگلش میں، اور اب دنیا کی مختلف زبانوں میں الحمدللہ ہمارے یہ کارٹونز دنیا بھر میں لوگ دیکھ رہے ہیں۔ ناظرین اب بات کرتے ہیں دعوت اسلامی کا ویلفیئر ڈپارٹمنٹ, اور وہ ویلفیئر ڈپارٹمنٹ ہے FGRF. ود ان 5 years FGRF نے جو کر دکھایا, دنیا بھر میں اس کو ریکگنائز کیا جا رہا ہے, بڑے بڑے اداروں کی طرف سے ایوارڈز دیے جا رہے ہیں, ملکی اور انٹرنیشنل ادارے الحمدللہ اس کو ریکگنائز کر رہے ہیں. جب بھی دنیا میں کہیں آفت آتی ہے, مصیبت آتی ہے, الحمدللہ مشاورت کے بعد, شرعی رہنما کے بعد, ہم وہاں کوشش کرتے ہیں کہ دکھیارے مسلمانوں کی مدد کریں. شروع کرتے ہیں, جب کووڈ کا وقت آیا, 1 crore کے قریب عاشقان رسول تک کیش ڈسٹریبیوشن ہوئی, یا راشن پہنچایا گیا یا پکا ہوا کھانا پہنچایا گیا. اسی دوران ایک اور ڈیزاسٹر ہونے لگا تھا, اور وہ تھا تھیلیسیمیا کے مریض بچوں کو بلڈ کی کمی ہو رہی تھی. اس وقت سے یہ کام شروع کیا ہے, اور اب تک اپروکسیمیٹلی 80,000 کے قریب خون کی بوتلیں ان مریضوں تک پہنچائی جا چکی ہیں. کراچی میں بارش کا معاملہ ہوا, پاکستان کے اندر سیلاب آیا, چاہے وہ سندھ ہو, بلوچستان ہو, خیبر پختونخوا ہو, ان مسلمانوں کی امداد کی گئی, ہزاروں گھر بنا کے دیے گئے, لاکھوں ایکر اراضی کو جناب بیج اور کھاد دیے گئے, اور بہت بڑے رقبے سے پانی نکالنے کا, ڈی واٹرنگ کا کام کیا گیا, اربوں روپے کی سیلاب میں امداد کی گئی, کروڑوں روپے کا کیش ڈسٹریبیوشن بھی کیا گیا تاکہ ان دکھیارے مسلمانوں کی داد رسی کی جا سکے. اسی آفت کی امداد کے دوران ہی ترکیہ اور شام میں ایک خطرناک زلزلہ آیا, اربوں روپے کی امداد الحمدللہ ترکیہ اور شام کے مسلمانوں کے لیے بھی کی گئی. پھر آگے چلیں, اب فلسطین اور غزہ میں تکلیف کا معاملہ ہے, ایف جی آر ایف وہاں بھی موجود ہے, اور آگے بھی ہم بہت کچھ بڑے بڑے پلان رکھتے ہیں غزہ کے مسلمانوں کی ہیلپ کے لیے.
21 جنوری دعوت اسلامی کے شعبے ایف جی آر ایف نے 2 بڑے کنٹینرز جو ہیں وہ فلسطین کے لیے, غزہ کے مسلمانوں کے لیے روانہ کیے ہیں. آج ہماری کچھ اور بھی ایمبیسیز میں بھی ملاقات ہوئی, پاکستانی ایمبیسیڈر سے ملاقات بھی ہوئی ہے, اور ہم انشاءاللہ پلاننگ کر رہے ہیں کہ کچھ کانکریٹ کام کیے جائیں, کچھ ان کی یوں سمجھیے کہ ریہیبلیٹیشن کے لیے کام کیے جائیں, ان کے گھر بنائے جائیں. تو کام شروع ہونے والا ہے, تو انشاءاللہ بڑے پیمانے پر کام کریں گے.
اللہ کی رحمت سے اسی دوران ہم نے ایک اور پلان کیا, چونکہ علاج بڑا مہنگا ہوتا جا رہا ہے بالخصوص وطن عزیز پاکستان میں, تو الحمدللہ مدنی ہیلتھ کیئر یونٹ بنایا گیا. اس کے بعد کراچی کے مختلف علاقوں میں مدنی کلینک بنائے گئے, اور پھر ایک ایسی موبائل وین بھی بنائی گئی جو دور دراز کے علاقوں میں جا کر مسلمانوں کو فری علاج مہیا کر رہی ہے. اسی دوران یہ بھی احساس ہوا کہ جو دکھیارے مسلمان معذور بچے جن کے ہیں, ان کی ریہیبلیٹیشن کی بڑی ضرورت ہے. پاکستان میں اس کے ادارے بہت کم ہیں, الحمدللہ کراچی میں 2 برانچز بنی, اور اس کے بعد پھر ایک لاہور میں, ایک فیصل آباد میں, ہزاروں ایسے بچے ہیں جن کا یہ علاج ریہیبلیٹیشن ایف جی آر ایف کے ذریعے ہو رہا ہے. اور ہاں, کئی ایسے ہیں جن کی لائف میں بہت شاندار تبدیلی آئی. اللہ کی رحمت سے ایف جی آر ایف نے نعرہ لگایا, پودا لگانا ہے, درخت بنانا ہے. 3 million کے قریب پودے لگ چکے ہیں, اور ان میں لاکھوں وہ ہیں جو اب درخت بننے کے مرحلے میں داخل ہیں. تو انشاءاللہ مزید بھی اب یہ کام کرتے رہیں گے. دعوت اسلامی کے اتنے بڑے سٹرکچر کو چلانے کے لیے دنیا بھر میں ملینز آف والنٹیئرز کے ساتھ ساتھ تقریباً 55,000 کے قریب امپلائیز بھی ہیں. ہماری اپروکسیمیٹلی سیلری پوری دنیا میں جو دی جاتی ہے وہ تقریباً 1.4 billion rupees. تو دعوت اسلامی کا ساتھ دیجیے. اور ہاں, ایک اور بات بتاؤں, یہ پوری جو آپ نے ڈاکیومنٹری دیکھی ہے یہ صرف جھلکیاں ہیں, دعوت اسلامی چند لفظوں میں بیان نہیں ہو سکتی. ناظرین, دعوت اسلامی کو دور رہ کر نہیں, دعوت اسلامی میں شامل ہو کر دعوت اسلامی کو دیکھیے. آئیے مل کر دعوت اسلامی کے اس عظیم کاروان کا پارٹ بن جاتے ہیں, حصہ بن جاتے ہیں, اور اپنی آخرت کو بہتر کرنے کی کوششوں میں سب مصروف ہو جاتے ہیں. دعوت اسلامی کا مدنی مقصد ہے مجھے اپنی اور ساری دنیا کے لوگوں کی اصلاح کی کوشش کرنی ہے. دعوت اسلامی زندہ باد.
یہ دعوت اسلامی ہے, دعوت اسلامی ہے, یہ دعوت اسلامی ہے.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل, a very beautiful documentary about the works of دعوت اسلامی, الحمدللہ عزوجل. And why I wanted to show this documentary is to highlight the works of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as you know, Dawat Islami is actively working in many, many departments around the world, and many departments that are, you know, they're very, very hard and very, very expensive to run as well. And amongst them, department is the department of Madani Channel. You know, Madani Channel is a very expensive department that we are running. There's more than 700 staff members that are running Madani Channel, and this is how it's possible for us to get to your homes. Yeah, but there's 700 people employed for that as well. And also, alhamdulillah, it's round the clock in Ramadan. Majority of the programs, alhamdulillah, you will see live. You will not see many programs live on any other TV channels, the ones I know of, yeah? And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Madani channel is trying to bring you live programs in the blessed month of Ramadan. You have the Madani Muzakara of Amir Ahl Sunnah twice a day. You have the Bayan of Nigrane Shura, which is live. You have, you know, Alhamdulillah, our Rise and Shine and many programs during the day, in the evening. You know, they're all live programs. And this costs money and it costs time and effort. Alhamdulillah, the Islamic brothers are putting the time and effort, but we need your help in putting in the money. Because at this moment in time, as I heard, Madani channel is costing us roughly about £60,000 a month. Now, when I heard about £60,000 a month, and you thought, Allahu Akbar, how is this going to be possible for us to pay that? But Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we are getting there. We need your help to please come forward and help us and distribute this load amongst all of us. You know, so if only we can have a small direct debit setup. You know, we've got a lot of direct debit setup for other stuff as well. We've got direct debits for our mobile phone. We might have direct debits for our gas and electric bills. We might have a gas. I've got a direct debit setup for my milkman. Yeah, so a lot of direct debits have been set up, so you know how much you are spending. Please sit down and really work out how much you can afford, and please try to help us in Madani channel as well. Like I said, £60,000 a month is a lot of money. But inshallah, if we all work together and support Madani channel, I'm sure inshallah we can make it all work. We have been making it work for nearly 14 years. And there are so many, you know, which TV channel do you know of where people are working free of charge? In Madani channel, many of our muballigheen that are doing the bayans, that are doing the shows, Alhamdulillah, they're doing it fi sabilillah. They don't get paid for Madani channel work. Yeah, they, Alhamdulillah, as well, they do it fi sabilillah. They do it out of their own accord. You know, they'll travel to far places and they do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is where we need your help. Please come forward, set up a small direct debit. Like I said, £3 a week, inshallah. We're going to have a little campaign for Madani channel as well. So please give your zakat to Dawat Islami so that we can continue doing all these great jobs that we're doing. I hope, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will be supporting Dawat Islami, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And you are supporting Dawat Islami. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and put blessings in your earnings. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, take care of yourself and I will see you tomorrow. Same time, take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.